need hoods. I pray. I do. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
I'm convinced that it's a lie. So we need to be
but everyone needs and deserves a better person.
I'm inspiration.
Inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Be Inspired Show. This is the Be Inspired Show with a gentleman right here. But for the first time ever, I have a co-host with me, and he's known as Pop Mafia. Obviously, he's been here like twice before already.
Yeah, it's like so, twice.
So today, he's kind of co-hosting with me, you know. So, you know, Pop Mafia, what do you have to say? What do you have to say? What do you have to say to the guy?
Alex, are you happy to be here? Because I'm three gentlemen here from...
So obviously they will introduce themselves, but they've been here before.
Yeah.
They've been here before when we did a topic called Dream Big. They were here. So now, today's topic, Mr. Pop Mafia, is called Midnight.
Yes, midnight.
So I don't have much explanations on the topic of midnight. So I'm gonna let the guys, you know,
explain what midnight means.
Yeah, because obviously it's a project, it's a production.
It's what they're
working on. So guys, you know, just introduce yourself. You know, again, I'm pretty sure that some of you guys, you forgot it.
Yeah, you appeared in episode 4.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's been a while. So you know, just lean. Introduce yourselves, you know, and tell the guys what the whole concept of midnight. Yeah, take it away, talk to you guys, you know.
Oh, okay. I hope you still remember me, but my name is Dewa Pembele, one of the co-founders of Nino Productions. Should I start with the introductions with everyone first, or go into midnight's way?
Nah, everyone introduce yourself, you know.
Okay. Yeah. My name is Dewa Pembele, one of the co-founders of Midnight.
Co-founder.
Yeah. Yes, my name is Timothy Nguenya, and I'm the head programmer in Midnight.
That's good. Midnight.
I want to know what's Midnight.
Okay, with Nano Productions, we specialize in multiple medias, forms of medias, and music, movies, games in general. But our current project is games, isn't it? Right? At the moment, our game now is Midnight.
Okay.
So, what is Midnight? Midnight is an action-adventure story-driven game set in a post-apocalyptic future of the City of Gold. Yes, it's based here in Johannesburg. Technically, we're still discussing on it a little bit now, but yeah. Overall, join our main character, Zero, and your companions as they try to protect the place they once called home. Yeah, which is Planet Earth. So yeah, basically, Midnight is a game set here in Africa. Basically, we probably one of the first AAA is a different standard. AA company trying to achieve AAA graphics in Africa in general, not just South Africa. But yeah, if you want to know more, please go back to episode 4. You know more from there. The more the merrier. Yeah.
So I have a question. I could ask something.
Yeah.
You said it's based in Johannesburg. It's like, if I'm playing the game, that means probably I'm going to be in Johannesburg, seeing this Gandhi Square and...
Good thing you mentioned that, since I'm responsible for the environment designs, right? Yeah, Gandhi Square is like one of our first maps which we started with in development.
So you designed Gandhi Square?
Like one-to-one scale. Yeah, but yeah. It's a one-to-one scale.
So, so dope.
We are going to have some iconic places from Johannesburg itself. You're going to see Gandhi Square. We're still deciding on other places, like we're still deciding if we have to put... We're still deciding to put like the Telkom Tower, that area around Hebro, and the Vodacom Tower, that's right. So we're still deciding on which parts are we going to put in the game or not. But currently we started designing and developing the environment of Gandhi Square for the game.
We can't wait. But now the game's like more or less like GTA.
Not really, right? Okay, it's third person if you want to put it in that perspective, isn't it, right? But it's more like Resident Evil.
We can say that it's more almost like GTA, but it's more enclosed because it focuses on telling the story.
Okay.
So instead of you wandering off and trying to figure out what's going on, the game tells a story. Like, each part of the map has a story to tell.
Oh.
So if you saw a burnt building, Go in it. You probably find some secrets you didn't know. Like,
that's interesting.
Like, yeah, like the way we structured the game itself was that we wanted it to reflect the problems we see every day
uh-huh.
out there. So what could lead to the apocalypse? I mean, all the time we watch zombies and all those things.
We don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but then now, like, what if it wasn't just zombies? What if it was more like
don't spoil the game.
Yeah. I won't spoil it, but let's just say selfishness. Let's just say that. Yeah. It's mostly selfishness. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's good. Guys, men and women, I'm pretty sure you all know what Midnight is about now. So obviously we need to take a break, so we're obviously going to come back and go into more details about Midnight. Obviously today, the whole concept of today's topic is Midnight. Obviously I have more questions to know, I want to know more about Midnight, you know, how it started, where it's going, what's the big idea. Yeah. But obviously we're gonna continue about that when we come back from the song. So the first song of the day is by, it's called God's Great Dance Floor by Chris Tomlin, and we're going to see you after this. Okay, Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Nena Productions. Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Nena Productions. Okay. So obviously they've been developing a game called Midnight. And obviously before the song, I'm pretty sure that they explained to you what the whole Midnight is about. So now I got some questions. Pop my face. Any question I'll ask the guys?
Yeah, like I want to ask about this game. So you've seen that game is like, so does like, I mean like, does the game teach people like, what do you learn from the game and what do you learn from the game? Like, if I'm going to be playing the game.
Okay, as I say, I cannot tell you what it is because it will be spoiling the story as well. Because the way we constructed the whole game was, in a way, you have to be surprised and you'll be like...
Oh, it's like a new South African game is going to blow minds, you know.
Technically, since this will be blowing minds in general because we'll be like a first... looking Super League type of game in Africa in general. So it will be blowing minds in general. But with storytelling, I cannot go that far into it because, yeah, man, every word in that story is just good.
Also, it's going to be like a surprise.
A surprise, yeah.
It's going to be like a surprise. South Africa is bringing you, like, you know, for the first, like, in the history, like, South Africa is bringing something is going to be big, you know.
Technically,
but in gaming and. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Like we did research like before, like to check if there are other companies which is trying to achieve like AAA standards, which we see from big companies like Rockstar, BioWare, and all those companies. Like we checked, and then like there's not many of them, and usually most companies which are here are mostly established on indie games, indie development games, which are kind of like AA games. Small projects and stuff like that, but nothing too big as what we're trying to achieve.
Some companies failed to make something like
that? Not really failed. like the type of games they're making is not as complex as ours. Oh. Like the type of game we fall under a classified, well, we don't really choose. Specific people choose us that part. Oh. Where we become fall under a AAA type of title. Mm. Basically, it's a AA company trying to achieve AAA graphics or standard type of thing. Like a AA company usually makes Android games or something like that, or in general, right? It's simpler games compared to GTA where it takes a process of like 5 years.
I also have a question here, one more question. So, are you making Android games or PC games or Xbox games?
Basically, we are we're PC specifically, but we're also trying with certain stuff. We're trying to get an exclusive with Xbox as well.
Yeah, it's going to be the best Xbox.
Okay, now from the gentleman side. Okay, now my question is, very simple. How long does it take to create such a masterpiece?
Professionally, I think you should answer this.
Okay, there is no right answer to how long it takes to create a masterpiece. You just kind of know when it's done. Mm. And even after you say, okay, I'm done, like, you find out that there's still more things to do to continue the work. So, there is no definitive answer
to what creates a masterpiece. Because usually if you've noticed you think you create a masterpiece, then a sequel comes to be because you notice, no, I'm not done. I need to continue putting stuff. But overall, if you're asking how long does it take to make a game in general, it depends. Masterpiece terms, quotes, isn't it, right? It's usually if I had to compare to like Bethesda or Todd Howard in general, it would take a span of 5 to 7 years or right? But that's not the normal stance. Since we have been evolving in technology of like producing games, not just in games, like for example the engine we're using is an Unreal Engine. Isn't it, right? It's mainly used in many media. Like you can use it for movies or anything in general. But it's mainly involved also with games. That's where they specialize in. So now studios are, since these guys are working on engines, helping us produce content even faster, the 5 years or the 7 years will drop down to 3 or 2 years or so. Hence, us. I'm not going to tell you exactly when we're going to release the game because there's a lot of problems and bugs we still have to fix and stuff. But yeah, it takes a while. Like, it takes a while.
Okay, so, you know, just as Nano Production, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it started from there. Hmm. That's the whole production, obviously. Let's going to make other games as well.
Yes.
But the first game is Midnight, you know what I'm saying? Hmm. So my question is, what made you guys come up with an idea called Nano Production? Like, where did the idea come from? Did it spark, you know?
Where did it spark? I feel like this is information where he told the viewers to go back to episode 4. Because we did explain this before, isn't it?
We forgot.
I did explain episode 4, go back there, isn't it? Right? But yeah, The way it has been inspired is multiple companies, because usually us, we have been individual companies.
Yeah.
So as I said, iGalaxy, MedWorks, and StarNet. We basically, it's when multiple companies come together and form a big alliance where we can end up producing something big, something great, right, with all our might, instead of something that we cannot do ourselves or one person cannot do by themselves, but with a team, we are able to produce more. That's hence Nano Productions. It doesn't necessarily have to be our companies in general. We can partnership with anyone else
in general
to do anything. As I said, we don't only specialize in games. We are a multimedia type of company.
Wow.
But games, the game we are currently working on is, as I said, Midnight. But overall, that's Nano Productions. That's how it came from.
Okay, that is fantastic. You know, yeah. I'm blown away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything pop up?
Yeah, like you spoke about partnership. So far, do you think of like working with any company on the games? Like, if you try to approach any company or sponsorship or any.
We did kind of approach one company in general. Like, we're using their software. We are using their software to make the game, and they're actually a well-known company. It's an international. Can I say international or national?
It's a
multi-billionaire company. So it technically is an international company. Yeah.
So yeah, I think you guys might know it's Epic Games, if you know it, guys.
Yeah,
so we did approach them to have partnership, so we can like maybe have a bigger funding on our projects and stuff.
So
did they say anything? Did they
at the moment? That's kind of classified information, isn't it? So of course, we cannot tell you if we got and how much we have gotten from them, isn't it?
Right.
So that's one thing as well.
Okay, alright. Sorry about that. I don't know what they've been for myself, but
I just wanna like,
you know. Okay, guys, that's awesome. Like, I just want to know, like, is Midnight like the only game I plan to make, or the other concepts gonna come after that?
Timon, what do you want to say at that point?
At the moment, right, Midnight is the only game that we're focusing on.
Yeah.
Although sometimes when we're sitting in the office, we do throw around
ideas
and names, and sometimes even write them down and save them.
So, somewhere. Like, have you met any project before, like any game?
Individually, as I said, since we're multiple companies, right, now we have to end up getting out into Nano Productions, which I don't want to do mainly, right? We have individual projects we do.
Oh.
So, yes, we specialize, as I said, we are multimedia, not just because of that, right? We, like, for example, movies. That's something I want to do, isn't it, right? Anime. Animations, tech. We're thinking about getting into today, but it's not set in stone. Mm-hmm. But overall, there are projects we are still planning to come into a fruition.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, as you said, we just throw ideas around, and there are some plans we have set down the line. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Mm. I know that. I mean, I'm blown away, you know. So I want to ask about the game though. I plan to cover like the whole of Johannesburg or just specific areas.
We have discussed before, isn't it? Right? One of you guys asked if it's open world. Open world or something like that. That's where you have to end up understand. Depending on the scale or what type of game we're making, it depends on the production and the amount of funds and resources we need to make. So when you say the whole, do we have access to the whole Johannesburg? It's a no. You know why? That is open world, isn't it? Right? That's too much since because the main part. Well, actually, it wasn't Johannesburg specifically. It was, it is technically Johannesburg South in general, right?
Yeah.
But it was too big. You had to reduce. The last time when we talked about it, right?
Yeah.
We were confident, open world. open. Then until it hit us. I'm like, oh, no. Resources and time and all those other stuff, it became a problem. So, no.
Yeah.
It won't be entirely the whole. Johannesburg will be taking at least small parts of the area that way if a player walks down, like, wait, I recognize this place. That's my house. it's something we're still keeping into consideration at the moment, as you said. Like, there's stuff that are not set into stone. We're just throwing ideas at the moment. Post-prototype. We're still in pre-production at the moment. So we're not into production yet. We still sorting out a bunch of other things as well.
Okay, I think we had enough for now. You know, I think it's time for us to go to our second song. and take a break. We're going to come back and continue with Midnight because I got more questions, you know, because actually this for me is knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we all learn from each other, you know what I'm saying? Because we all do different things, you know. You guys are into game developing, Pop Mafia does music, so maybe there'll be some sort of collaboration there one day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So all I'm saying is the thing is we all learn from each other, you know what I'm saying? So obviously I'm learning, you're all learning from each other. That's why I'm more interested in knowing about, you know, Midnight as well as everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously this is knowledge. But now we're going to take a quick ad break and then we're going to be back and continue with Midnight. I'm sure I have questions, but maybe other questions, right?
I don't have a question for now.
Okay, obviously. Yeah. So let's go to the second song called Hiding and we'll be back after this.
So unbelievably complicated, waiting on the day I could say that I made it. Look what we've done, how far we've come now. But no matter how far I go, I'm still carrying this heavy load. So many things that only I know, keep them buried inside and don't let them show. So give me a reason. If I had one gone, if I had one opportunity, I'd run. I'd make my escape from these things I've done. My past is catching up to me now, but have overcome. But everybody got their demons, I can see them feeling like, yeah, I'm a heathen, breathing, feeling everything inside me, creeping, keeping secrets, keeping me a slave to what I'm feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on XFM. I'm the Gentleman. Today, for the first time, like I said, I'm co-hosted with Pop Mafia over here. And we have the whole team. I'm not sure the whole team. The whole team or is like half the team of Dinner Production right here.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's not even half.
It's not even half.
Right. I one third of it, yes.
Okay. So we have some of the team in the studio, you know, speaking about Midnight. Obviously, if you've been listening from the get-go, They explain to what Midnight is, what it does, what it's all about, what's the skill, everything you need to know. So now, as we continue, team, so tell us about the team, you know, like, compared from the fourth episode you guys were here the last time, until now, was there any growth, or was there any differences, or any something new?
Something in general, yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I hope it is the fourth episode. I've been saying fourth episode the whole time, but yeah, I hope it is, I think it is. But yeah, from back then, like, I think it was, well, when was it? Last time you've been here, when was it? Okay.
I think that's last year.
I can't remember which.
No, it was early last year, right? I know it was early last year. But from there on, like the person, you know, the other guy we were with at the time, Jamie Young.
Yes.
The one who produced the Subject X soundtrack at the end.
Yes.
I hope you loved it. If you didn't, go back to episode 4. But yeah, again, you heard it. But yeah, what's up again? Oh, yeah, we are much more than we were back then, isn't it, right? At the time, we had like how many? I think 2 or 3 actresses at the time. Isn't it right? Just 2 or 3 actresses. We were a small team, but we ended up increasing into like a much bigger team. I think now we are like, how many are we exactly? 11.
11, maybe 14.
14, yeah, something 14, like that. Yes. And it's small in industry standards, because that's not even small. That's below small, if there's a word for it. I don't know. It's quite small. So, but overall, it's with the type of team we've managed to produce much more. Much more content than we have done before. Like, for example, like since we just got our latest actress. Her name is Bonolo April. Right, she's acting as Zivi in the game, isn't it? I think I can talk about the actors all the time.
Yeah.
Back then we didn't have a social media presence, so I couldn't talk that much about it, isn't it? So yeah, we are Zivi. She's playing as the character Zivi, isn't it? Right, she's. I don't want to go into it that much, but she's a genius. She's the the brains of the camp, of the group, isn't it? She's the one who thinks out a proper strategy, or tells you the best way or fast way to solve a problem.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And then we also have our lead actress, our main character, Zero, played by Jesse. Yeah, Jesse. So I can keep it there, isn't it, right? played by Jesse. She's... she's one of the first actors we actually recruited. Well, no, if
she's
it's
the second one.
Second one,
yeah, she's the second one.
Who's the first one?
Kanye.
Kanye, right?
Yeah,
Kanye playing as the ex.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna go too much into it that much because, as I said, story wise. But yeah, Kanye playing as ex. We got Kaden playing as Josie in the game. And then we got a couple of course, as I said, me and Doug Lee will be playing as one of our own characters, mainly for copyright issues.
Okay.
Isn't it right? I feel like that's the simplest way. Just put your face into the game then and be like, yeah, I'm fine. But of course, it also contributes into the story. So yeah, that's me and Doug Lee as well. And then Timon is 2359. You will find out who 2359 is soon. If you go on.
A villain or a superhero.
I am not going to go that far. I want everyone to be surprised when they say.
Just a name called villain.
Yeah, 2359. It's a whole thing. As I say, we planned this thing like crazy, isn't it? But yeah, 2359 is. The only thing I can tell you is that it's Zero's caretaker. Former caretaker. If you want to know. But yeah, if you want to know more, Instagram, just go on our Instagram and our website at Nano Productions. Or you'll find our website on our Instagram. I think that's the easiest way you can do it. But yeah, in Nano Productions, you'll find more information there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now speaking about social media status, so where can I find you? On Instagram or Twitter, any else?
Oh,
you're everywhere.
Okay, technically, we are on every platform, but where we are mostly active, because it's really like time consuming. We want to spend most of our time on making the game than, you know, I'll be on
mostly,
social media.
Okay.
So, where we're mostly on, we're on our Instagram. Instagram is Nano Production. Just search that, you'll find it there. Nano with the E. Just in case, if some people tend to, mistakes and stuff like that, I don't know. But yeah, Nano Productions on Instagram and our YouTube, we just launched our YouTube page as well. We are planning to post, like, right now we're supposed to be recording this, and then some stuff have happened, but either way, it doesn't matter, we'll be recording more stuff, dev logs and, maybe tutorials as well onto those pages and stuff. Keeping like, our fan base and... people updated onto like how far we are with the project
and what's happening, how you're going to be playing the game, what to expect.
Not everything, but you'll be seeing the process. That's the thing as well. Yeah.
Mm. So how many trailers do you have so far, like, of the game, like trailers?
Trailers.
Yeah.
Okay, so far we have a teaser, isn't it?
Okay.
A teaser of the China trailer. That's what we have. It only showcases small things. That's a teaser at the moment. The one that's supposed to come out, well, I hope it comes out. That's the thing. There's a lot of things, specifically being a game company in South Africa, basically in Africa, where load shedding is the biggest problem of all time, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So it has caught us on a mishap where it made us lose a lot of progress, mainly because of, you know, for those people who don't know load shedding, it's awesome again, blackout. Blackout. I hope, because I remember last time you said your audience are most of them are from overseas, yeah. So they're called blackouts. You probably never heard of them before, because you're living a good life, that's right. But it causes a lot of problems. We lost a couple of stuff, so yeah, we are trying to recover and put them together, and then the channel trailer will be coming out there. But the main trailer of the game will be, I cannot put a date on that for certain until we have proper things into place, then we can show you the final trailer.
Okay. I just record now. I remember last, I don't know, when you recorded Dream Big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were speaking about, obviously, Midnight, obviously, when you're starting with the team.
Yeah.
And then you're speaking about competition in Cape Town.
Competition in Cape Town. Oh yeah, you probably know this one more because he was there with Amaru when you talk about those guys who have big.
Oh, yeah.
This is record now. So what's happening there?
We made what is possibly the biggest mistake you could ever do when you're developing any project, and that was look at other people's projects.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. There was a lot of disagreements. Like, I mean, what business does not have disagreements, right?
Okay.
And we started looking to see if we have competitors, and we found a couple of them, and they looked big, and they were way more established than us.
Oh.
And so now those thoughts started coming in, and like, okay, what are we going to do now? They look like they can get it over and done with really fast. We're still here trying to think this and that. But then over time, we just kind of phased it out of our minds. Like, yeah, to be honest, right now, if I don't even know what's going on in those companies. One of them I know, they did shut down.
Oh,
so yeah,
oh,
really? They did shut down. So
I
yeah,
I know more, but I think it
yeah,
takes
so,
too much time. But
it's been a journey. Mm-hmm. It's been a journey. Yeah. It's been hard, and yeah.
Okay, I know the thing is, before we close, Professor, time is going, just one question.
Yes.
I feel like there's also guys out there who want to do what you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The thing is, for me, starting a business is not easy.
No.
And it's not easy to even sustain it, you know, because a lot of people start a business and then they end up flopping during the year, because obviously it's not easy, especially when it's competition, all that stuff. There's a lot of struggles that comes to start a business. You know, so obviously, the fact that you guys started to compare from Dream Big until now, I can see the guys have grown. You've grown physically, you've grown mentally.
You can see. I hope you could see.
You're very formal, you know.
Yeah.
Last time, you just went casual.
We can see at the time.
So I can tell that the big difference, you know what I'm saying? So you have grown into this industry and you're doing the most, you know. So I have one question. I feel like there are also other guys out there who want to do what you guys are doing, you know what I'm saying? But for them, they don't have the courage to do what they're doing, to start the project, or whatever case it may be. So I want to know, what advice can you give young people out there so they can be where you are right now?
I would say one thing, patience. Patience is very important, and I'm not saying that take your time, it will take years. No, be patient in what you're doing. Guess the other thing that I can say is that when you fail, don't look at it as a bad thing. Take from that failure, like see where you made mistakes and fix them. Okay, because no building is built without failure out there. So yeah.
Okay.
Okay. For me, like, my advice to people who wants to do something similar to ours or like to start a business in general is like, I do know people have like big ideas which they want to accomplish and stuff. So usually, like, there was one teacher who has told me that take your big ideas first and look at them, and then think about what you can accomplish during that time, and usually it's just 50% of the stuff which you can do from the big idea which you're trying to do. And then from that 50%, you have to reduce it to 20%. Then knowing that if you can complete this 20%, then you can move on to your 50%. And then after completing your 50%, you can move on to your 100%. Because like the problems and mistakes which I see people do nowadays is because that they view their idea is a 100% picture, not knowing that there will be some problems and problems which they'll encounter. And then the problems which they will encounter will maybe too much for them because they're dealing with too many things at the same time. So usually I tell them to take it small and like just take small chunks from your big ideas which you want to do, and then slowly grow it into a big pile. And that's my advice which I can tell you now.
Inspiring.
Yeah. And with us, okay, so you said specifically kids, like for most of you, right, of course, majority of our team are basically adults, technically, yeah. Right? Yeah, we have people who range up to 27, highest 27, lowest probably 17. That's right. Most of us, like specifically me and my brother, isn't it right, we are still currently in high school as well. So if for those people, I just wanted to tell them that don't let anything stop what you're doing at the moment, isn't it, right? Mainly because, like, specifically as I stated, that the fact that I was saying we're like one of the first companies in Africa, specifically with Africa as well, it's a place where some of these things are kind of looked down upon to, isn't it, right? For example, like, no, like your parents, I think, you know, wait, you want to be busy making a maple pie or whatever? because they don't really, like, I don't want to, don't get me wrong, right? I don't want to, like, be offensive or anything, but they don't really understand the market or the value these things hold. Because the fact that this thing is on TV or this thing is on somewhere, right, it has value, isn't it?
True.
So, with people out there who think that they cannot do it without equipment or something, or you don't have the right equipment in general, just do it. Because with us, when we started, when you started, you'll be surprised from where we started and where we are at the moment. Even though I don't really consider, I do consider where we are at the moment a big step from where we are before, but I feel like we can do better. Always think of your next steps or your next 10 steps. That's what I usually do to improve on what we're doing at the moment. And avoid being stressed. Stress, because this thing, specifically this industry, does bring a lot of stress.
Depression.
I'm a whole different topic, but it has been a lot of stress, because there was a time, like not so long ago, where I almost got hospitalized because of stress, basically, just stress in general. So, stress is a bad thing. So if you're feeling stressed out or you feel like you're not going anywhere at the moment, just stop, take a breather, do something you love, and then go get back into it, and then you'll probably yield more results.
Okay, thank you for that. I was inspired. Portmaster, how are you feeling?
I feel like you have learned a lot. I'm an artist, sure, but I've learned a lot,
Okay. I've
learned a lot from this guy. Say thank you, guys.
Our time is run out, obviously, so this is me saying goodbye, and obviously I want to thank you guys for coming, obviously I have more questions, but obviously I don't even have enough time to ask the questions.
Maybe the next time.
So obviously we're going to book another next time, and then we're going to obviously grow. Hopefully, I hope you guys grow. I would like to see Midnight eventually come out. I would like to play it.
I can't wait to play the game.
Exactly. I would like to play it, and things. I'm touched by the storyline because the guys are not giving that much storyline. So I'm very curious about what the storyline will be. But for that, thank you for coming to the Be Inspired show. I feel like obviously the whole point of this show is to inspire other people, and the fact that what you guys are doing and some of you are in high school is quite big. Because it takes courage and it takes believe in yourself to do what you guys do. So I feel like everyone needs inspiration. So I feel like why just for you being here is already inspiring. Just for you telling other people what you're doing is already inspiring. So what I'm saying, like, keep what you're doing, continue doing what you're doing. Eventually you grow. Eventually you guys will be richer than who's you all know what I'm talking about. Eventually you guys will be join FIFA the production and everything. So all the opportunities are all out there. You just have to obviously take it. But what I'm saying, the thing is, comes with being special. And as I always say, as a gentleman, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable. but ever needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. So it's a gentleman right here with the Nino Productions right there, and Pop Mafia, and we're all saying cheers, we're going to see you next time. And yeah, obviously the last song of the day is his song, So Will I. Cheers.
On Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, a 100 billion galaxies are born. In the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star, signal fire of the grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. As you speak.